أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون أهؤلاء الذين أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 48 and ayah number 49 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the Ashabul A'raf. Those people, either their scales will be balanced, the good deeds and the ill deeds will be equal, or it may be good deeds that they had carried out, but then there were other sins that they had committed, like striving, going out in the path of Allah, and together with that, disobedience to parents. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues now the discussion of the Ashabul A'raf, and Allah says, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالًا يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ. The people of A'raf will call out to men, يَعْرِفُونَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, they will recognize them by their signs. And here the call is going to be made to the people of Jahannam, that they can see the agony on their faces, they can see the doom and the gloom that is going on, and hence the call will be, قَالُوا مَا أَغْنَى عَنْكُمْ جَمْعُكُمْ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. That your jam', your party, your group, your fraternity was of no avail. And what you had been acting arrogant about, that also is of no avail to you today. Now, there's two aspects to this, is that sometimes in this world, we have some kind of opposition to the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then we create fraternities, we create parties, and we feel that now we got some strength to campaign against the haqq, to campaign against the ayat of Allah, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, other aspects of deen. All of that may seem to be very good in this world, but insofar as the hereafter is concerned, it is going to be of absolute no avail. These people, they had been acting arrogantly against the verses of Allah, the commands of Allah, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All of that is not going to help in the akhirat, because all of that will be against them. And again, just to reiterate, we may not be able to practice on a sunnah, or sometimes may not be able to practice on a command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Keep the remorse in the heart. Keep that regret in the heart. Plead to Allah ta'ala that I'm unable to do this. Allah, you help me. I'm unable to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you give me the strength. You give me the tawfiq. That is the better attitude than saying that these things are not for us, or this is not for me. And in that way, that arrogance shows out and he speaks of lots of loud words. And hence, this is what the A'rafis will say to the people of Jahannam. أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمْتُمْ لَا يَنَالُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ. Sometimes the arrogance reach such stages and such limits, and sometimes because of our sins, the heart misperceives certain aspects. So in this world, a person may be very pious, he may be very obedient to Allah, he may have the taqwa. But another person may see him to be on the wrong. Another person may see him to have deviated from the sirat-e-mustaqim. And hence, they will then start saying that Allah's rahmah will never reach these people. They're trying, they're aiming for Jannat, they are never going to acquire Jannat. And now this is the second part of the discussion, that the A'rafi will address the people of Jahannam. Aha ula illadina, are these people, in other words, the people of Jannah, aqasamtum, you took qasam in the world, la yanaluhumullahu bi rahma, that the rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reach them? Are these the people? Now see the end, see where it is. They are in Jannah, you are in Jahannam. And then udkhulu al-janna la khawfun alaykum wala antum tahzanun. And then they will say that these are the words of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala said to the people of Jannah, enter Jannah, there will be no khawf, there will be no fear upon you, wala antum tahzanun, and nor would you grieve. And we spoke about this, we fear the future, the uncertainties lying ahead, and of course we grieve about the past. But these will be those people now that have entered Jannah. There will be no khawf upon them. They'll have no more fear and they will have no more grief about what has happened. Allah Ta'ala would have forgiven all their sins, and now they have got that amount of yaqeen that what lies ahead is only the maghfirat of Allah Rabbul Izzat and the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forever and ever. And in conclusion, the one question that will always be asked, what would then be the fate of the Ashabul Araf? These people, so to say, that are sitting in abeyance. The ulama have explained, if a person's ill deeds were heavier than the good deeds, that person goes to Jahannam, Allah save us, and then he's purified, he comes out of Jahannam and he goes to Jannat. So on the basis of that, and on the basis of the pure rahmah of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant them Jannah without entry into Jannat. Their being on Araf is an indication of Allah's absolute adal, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's absolute justice. But then the fadl, the grace of Allah Ta'ala will come, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive them, and Allah will grant them Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala also grant us all Jannah without any hisab and kitab. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.